Hi, guys, and welcome to our first episode of Commentating on the Commentator. My name is Kate Woodrum, and I'm the features editor for our school's paper, The Commentator.
Hi, guys, I'm Scotty Gregory. I'm the online editor-in-chief and opinions editor for the paper. Today, we're going to be taking you all into behind the scenes of how the issue gets published, how all of our issues get published. We're going to talk a little bit about issue 3, just for some examples and everything, but without further ado, let's get started.
So how this whole project is going to be working is we're going to be taking you through not only what we're writing about and how that works, but also how the paper itself even works. So since it's our first episode, we're going to be pretty in-depth about the entire process. And then moving forward, we're sort of going to be covering a day-to-day basis. So the start of the commentator is the story ideas. Scotty, how do those work?
So story ideas come out of the beginning of every issue, right after we finish our last issue. We have our little party. then they send out our editor-in-chiefs, Sarah and Libby, send out a Google form for us to fill out. We put in 2 story ideas, just ideas for anything that we could write, anything that anyone has seen around that's relating to Freeman and the community, for every single section, even sometimes center spread. And then they go through all of those ideas and pick which ones they think are best for the issue, what the time of year, all that.
So yeah, what we're focusing on is we're looking for things that are relevant to the Freeman community. They're going to be relevant for our news cycle because, first fun fact of the commentator, It takes us about a month and a half to get an issue out. So these ideas, they have to be relevant and they have to be interesting and they have to be productive a month and a half after we come up with them.
Yeah.
So they have the EICs, they take all this into regard and they take all of our ideas and they pop out these articles and they assign them to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so every single article that you've seen written is written completely by students. We are watched over by Mr. Pruitt, the English teacher, but we are completely student led and we get an assigned an article, we write it. And then the seniors are all editors as well. As you heard, I'm features editor, Scotty's online and opinions. And we edit these other students' articles and then we dump them out on you guys in paper.
Yeah. So
we're going to talk a little bit about the process of how we got these specific articles written.
Yeah.
Just because it's easier to kind of give you guys anecdotes than to
exactly.
talk you through the boringness. So the first page is always the news. It's always the big important stuff. It's the things that make our paper
It's headlines. It's headlines. Mm-hmm. It's what grabs your attention. We go straight from news to opinions. And then into the first page of features. And then we have center spread. Center spread is super fun. Sometimes we've got games in there. We've got a bunch of stuff that's very quick, easy read, very fun. Then we go to the second page of features and then sports.
Which I want to talk a little bit about features because that's my section.
Yep.
And so how that works is I have usually 5 to 6 articles getting written in my section. And I almost never write for my own section. So that's 5 to 6 people that are working under me in that instance. And they write the articles and I edit them. So I think one of the best, if not the best ones for features in this issue, I assume that you guys aren't reading along, so I'll read it to you guys. It's the Girls Games Club. It's Freeman Females and Weightlifting. And our copy editor, Maya, wrote it. And it was really, really interesting and compelling because I had no idea. And I think that one thing that we really try and focus on in the commentator is getting those different perspectives and those different voices. And so you see articles like the Girls Gains Club, which it is just another club, but since it's focusing on these women almost breaking, I would say definitely breaking the sort of glass ceiling in sports and in weightlifting and just fitness in general. So it was actually a really compelling article. And then Scotty wrote a little bit, did you write for my own section this one, or were you in another?
I think that was a different one. Oh, no, I did write for your section this one.
Tell me about it.
I wrote an article about the Freeman Fishing Club, something that I have no connection to at all. It was a very new thing for me, but it was really fun. I got to branch out and hear from some different people that I'd never even talked to before, and it was really interesting, really interesting. We've got a graphic in there for it, which is made by Izzy Minkler. She does all of our graphics. She's super great. And yeah, it was really fun to just like go into an article really knowing nothing. Even me, I mean, I grew up fishing a little bit, but like I was really new to this. And so it took some time to like figure out the basis of all that. And for my interviews, I got a lot of good information. Yeah. So that is something really fun about writing new articles is that you can just like really immerse yourself in them and learn. And that sounds like something fun. It's a great way to branch out.
Yeah, and then one more article I want to highlight for this section of features, because they're all great. You should go read this entire thing. You should pull this podcast up, pull out the paper, and yes, go along with us.
100%. They're also available online on our website, The Commentator.
Which is where you'll be hearing this. So yes, just click to the You're next tab.
Yep.
But another one that I want to do before we move away from features and we stop talking about me is Libby, who's our editor-in-chief. She wrote about Mr. Peck's overseas research, which, fun fact about Mr. Peck, you all would have no way of knowing this, but when we take an interview, we use this app called Otter, mm-hmm, and we record voice memos, and it makes it really easy to get quotes and to make sure that tone and opinion is all carried across through the article.
It transcribes all the entire interview for you so that you don't have to go through and listen to the whole thing. You can read through and pick out your quotes and stuff exactly.
How nice does that sound, yeah, right? Absolutely so convenient. Mr. Peck is one of the only people in Freeman High School who is absolutely refuses to be recorded in that mm-hmm manner. So anytime you see any information about Mr. Peck in The Commentator, I want you to know that the blood, sweat, and tears that went, yeah, in to get those quotes, that's like full in the movies journalism, pen and a piece of paper, notepad. Yeah. Could you say that one more time for me? Would it be okay if I wrote this down? Like, Mr. Peck makes us work for it.
Yeah.
So you guys should go read that article because it's really interesting, and mm-hmm, it was probably harder to get than most of them.
Yeah.
And it was about his, he received a grant to go do more overseas research about how different areas of America that don't have citizenship and don't have voting rights and kind of that complex relationship between American ideals and patriotism versus these territories and groups of people that I would argue are pretty marginalized in our country and how they feel about our systems of democracy and government. So it was actually very compelling, and she fought for that article because she had to write that out old school style. So yeah, a fun fact.
Yeah.
Otter is the best, and sometimes you don't get to use it.
Yeah, so going back a little bit to our writing process, we use Otter. So first thing we do after we get our story assignments is we make something called a story plan. We write down all of our ideas. We write down who we're planning to interview and all of the questions that we're going to ask them. And then we email or go find whoever, if they're in the building, and go ask if we can interview them, set up a time. And then we use Otter. But then we pretty much just have a couple weeks to write our article. It's usually about 3 pages, double-spaced. And we find pictures and all that. And that's pretty much the same for every single section. But one thing special about opinions is that every other section, you can't have any bias in it. Opinions is the one section where you can put your opinion in it. And so I think that opinions is a really, I'm a little bit biased here, but I think opinions
get
is
it?
The most
You're a little
fun.
Biased.
Yep. I think opinions is the most fun section to write for because you can be free with it. You can have the most fun. You don't have to worry about little things that are going to be considered biased that your section editors and our EICs will pick out and nitpick.
Scotty
which are really, really difficult to, yes, it's like little things that's like you would not think that would count as bias. It's like very much, you can't have that in there. Even just saying that like something is impressive or like it's a lot of something, mm-hmm, like it's that even little things like that are considered bias and we have to take out.
Yeah, that is definitely the hardest part about writing for The Commentator,
yes,
and writing for journalism in general is, especially because the kids that apply to be in this class, they're passionate about writing and they're, yeah, usually pretty liberal arts kids, mm-hmm, which means that their writing is usually pretty compelling, which is great until you enter the paper and then, yeah, your writing can't be compelling. It has to be compelling to, like, that's not even the word you can use. It's,
yeah,
really hard. It's really hard. And Scotty might be biased because it's her section. Everyone's favorite section to write for is opinions.
Yeah.
Everyone loves opinions.
Yeah.
But for example, arts and entertainment is one of our other sections.
Yes.
Julia and Sadie, mm-hmm, Julia Connor and Sadie Ilovich, they are our editors for that section. And you can get away with a little bias.
Yeah, like, it depends on the article. Like a review or something will sometimes qualify. You can have a little bias in there. I've written one earlier this year, Sabrina Carpenter album review. I was able to get away with that being my review. But sometimes our EICs will ask you to do a review of like what the public thought of it and keep your opinion still out of it.
And it gets
which
hard.
Which are very difficult. Very difficult.
Which, perfect segue, in the issue that we're doing right now, mm-hmm, that was actually my article. So I wrote about this new documentary that came out that actually our EIC Libby's cousin, mm-hmm, was the one who created the documentary. And it was really compelling. It's really interesting. It's about how AI is changing and shaping the landscape of not just the social world, but specifically when you're looking at creation in the arts and creation via documentaries and just like the video world. And it was really, really interesting and really compelling. And I had so much fun actually speaking to the director. And it was super cool because he also went to Freeman and wrote for The Commentator. So it was really full circle, except I couldn't have any bias or any opinion. So I had to talk about like what he was biased about. And you don't realize how hard it is until I challenge you. Try and write a piece for The Commentator. You won't.
It's a learning curve. Like coming in your junior year, you completely have to like really learn how to write again, because it's a whole different style than like literary analysis that you've like always been doing.
And it feels dumbed down. Like
it does. It feels dumbed down.
You feel like an idiot who can't write. And then you have to remind yourself that that's not how it's reading at all, because they're not reading it on a Google Doc and they're not reading it on a PDF, like how you're writing it. They're reading it in this black and white Times New Roman with it's going to read eloquently and it's going to read effectively because it's in the setting of a newspaper.
Yeah.
And once you wrap your head around that, it's much easier. But until then, you just feel like a monkey at a typewriter.
Yeah. And so kind of going off of that, after everyone writes their articles, we do section edits. Every sectioner goes through and reads every article and makes a ton of edits that the person who originally wrote the article will go back and go through. But coming into junior year, like fresh off the bat, I mean, our first articles were torn up. They were so...
I had like, over 190 edits. Online.
Yeah, like it is so difficult to relearn that new way of writing, but you really do get the hang of it over time. But yeah, so section edits are really great ways to realize, like, because a lot of times your section editors are going into the article blind, like the audience will be. And so if something doesn't quite make sense, because once you've written an article, you're very familiar with the topic and you've done interviews and you've done research. And so it's very easy to just like assume that the audience is going to know what you're talking about. But especially when your section editor goes in blind or EICs, whatever level of editing, if they don't know what they're talking about, what you're talking about, they can be like, oh, hey, could you clarify this? Could you, you know, whatever. And so we have a lot of rounds of editing. We have section editing, and then we have EIC editing, and then copy editing. And so both section and EIC editing, we just do like little suggestions. Technically, we make little comments. And then,
so it's much more, it's more of the teaching process.
Yes. Because like interactive, you have to go in and fix the edits after the people have made them.
And those come from the editors of each section. So me and Scotty and our other friends. And then the next edits come from our section, our EICs, which are basically everyone's section editors.
Yes.
And that's Libby and Sarah. And then copy edits, Maya is our copy editor. And her job is basically just to slash and trash everything every that's bad, destroy it, tear it up.
Yes.
She doesn't ask permission. Nope. She doesn't make apologies.
Nope.
She cuts through these articles. There's no suggesting. It's Maya's word is law.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that make it into the paper. Those are the
ones
you read.
Those are the final
So she has
thing.
Maybe
she
the
has,
hardest job.
I think she might. Copy editing is very difficult. She has to read every single article that goes into the Commentator.
And she's the last line of defense.
Yeah, she's
she
has
everything.
To catch everything. So that is a very difficult, major props to her. And then, after that,
yeah, the last
after
part.
That we do InDesign. Kate hates InDesign. I think it's the most fun part. Personally, I don't like editing. I like InDesign much better. InDesign is the tool that we use to format the entire paper, because all of our articles are just written on Google Docs, and so to put it into the actual paper and put all the pictures together and all of the layout, we use InDesign. You do it per page. And so all of our section editors get a page or two that they have to do for their section. And there's lots of little nitpicky things in InDesign
as
well.
It's the worst. It's so obnoxious. Let me tell you.
Love InDesign.
If you're working with the yearbook, then you know it's very similar formatting. Mm-hmm. It's the same basic concept. But it's just so finicky, and it's not, it's literally, it's like a tech bro job. I feel like I'm a business major just trying to get my last credit in so I can graduate and go on to work for my dad's, like, company. It makes my teeth grind.
Yeah.
But it is a really important part. It's what makes the paper even interesting.
Exactly.
Because if not, you're just reading our idiot talking. But I think that it's really cool to see it all come together, and it's really fun to, once you finish the page, look at it and be like,
wow,
I killed that.
Yeah.
The hour and a half before that, miserable.
You get better at InDesign as you go, though. You get better. The first time you do it, you're kind of like, what's going on? You don't know all the
That's every time I do it, I'm lost.
You don't know all the little tools and tricks, but eventually it does get a little bit better, I promise. Don't let Kate defer you
from ever using InDesign.
Yeah. Or from joining journalism.
Oh, no, it's a blast. And I actually, guys, insider secret into this next coming up issue. I traded my InDesign into the issue that we're writing right now that you guys will see in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I traded it and did someone else's World News article, and it was a blast. Mm-hmm. So there is insider trading. I haven't done InDesign in a month and a half, and I will not be doing it for another month and a half.
Yeah. 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 So then after InDesign, after all the section editors finish up their InDesign, then we have to show Marshall, get the approval.
Yeah, Dr. Marshall reads every single article before it's published.
He goes through and makes sure everything's good.
And sometimes it isn't.
Sometimes he's like,
I'll call it off.
But then our EICs go through InDesign one more time, fix anything. And then at the end of the process, once we've exported and we've gotten the newspapers, we have an export party where everyone brings in some snacks. And before lunch, we just eat. and then after lunch, we will go and distribute all the newspapers, which I'm sure you guys have seen us come to your class.
When you see the kid in the lanyard come around with all the papers, and they're like, hey, this is for Freeman Focus.
Yeah,
that's us.
That's us.
which you'll see that very soon with our fifth issue. Thanks for sticking with us this time, guys. This was a little bit more of the nerd side of the podcast. Mm-hmm. We had to get you guys familiar with it. Our next episode, we're going over issue 4, which is the issue before the one that's coming out next. And it is really, we really enjoyed writing it. We're really excited to talk to you guys about it. We're going to talk to you a little bit about what went into it, how it shaped up, some of our anecdotes, our tidbits.
Yes.
It's not a smooth process, believe it or not.
It's not.
I know we make it look easy. But thanks for commentating on The Commentator with us, guys.
Thanks, guys. Tune in next time.
See ya.
Bye.